Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Ken, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt about it. It's always great to chat with you this time of year. For anyone who's not familiar with KenPom, and is going to be looking at it a whole hell of a lot more over the next several weeks, fill us in. What is it? Why did you get started with it years ago? What does it do?
Well, at its core, it's basically a power rating for all the teams in college basketball, and it uses offensive and defensive efficiency. So looking at the points that a team scores and allows per 100 possessions, it's all adjusted for strength of schedule and when the games were played and quality of opponent. And how I got into it, I mean, it was, you know, probably about 20 years ago now. Analytics were kind of taking off in baseball. There wasn't a lot of work going on in my favorite sport, which is basketball. And so I just kind of jumped in and started a website, and things really kind of took off from there.
Ken Pomeroy is joining us here from KenPom.com. We know about some of the teams that did not get in to this year's tournament. You have Rick Pitino, who's yelling about the NCAA's rating system when it comes down to net. How do you view what you do versus what they might do internally when it comes to numbers and stats and strength, efficiency, and what have you?
Yeah, my work's a little different than what the selection committee's trying to do. You know, the selection committee's really trying to evaluate the quality of a team's wins and losses and compare that to all the other teams that are in contention for a bid. I'm more concerned about predicting the future. So, you know, once a team gets in, what are they going to do? And that's not always aligned with, like, what a team's record is. You know, you can look at past history and basically, you know, scoring margin is actually a pretty important predictor in terms of how well a team's going to do going forward, especially if it's, you know, scoring a margin against quality opponents. So there are going to be differences, and that's why you see a team like Auburn, who's fourth in my ratings, but a four seed, and probably deserved a four seed. They didn't have a lot of high-quality wins, but overall, when you look at how they played possession by possession during the season, they were one of the best teams in the country. They just didn't quite get it done against the best teams on their schedule.
Well, Ken, you talk about having a team like Auburn as fourth on your current ratings, and we know who the number one seeds are. You can look at UConn, Purdue, North Carolina, and then also Houston. What are some other discrepancies or teams that you think are on the rise that don't necessarily fit in with what they look like on a bracket?
Well, I think at the top of that list, you have New Mexico, who pretty surprisingly to a lot of people ended up as an 11 seed. They're 23rd in my ratings. You know, they played in the Mountain West. A lot of good teams at the top of that league. There was a time early in the conference season where they were leading that league. It had a little trouble in the middle of the season, and you know, ended up getting a sixth seed in the conference tournament. Of course, won the conference tournament. But yeah, oddly, you know, 23rd in my ratings, 11th on the seed list, and actually favored in the first round against the sixth seed Clemson.
Ken Pomeroy is here with us from KenPom.com, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We know that the Big East, well, they got three teams that did not get in, and they're not happy about it, whether it's Seton Hall, St. John's, and then also Providence. What are your thoughts on their omissions?
Well, yeah, they're a curious case. You know, you look at the conference ratings on my site, and I had the Big East as the second best league in the country. You know, they had two very poor teams in the league in terms of DePaul and Georgetown, but the other eight were extremely competitive, and at very different times during the season were in, you know, projected brackets. They were all very good teams, and obviously led by those top three teams. You know, they get a one seed, a two seed, and a three seed in terms of UConn, Marquette, and Creighton. And so those teams were very good, and then you had the bubble teams. And, you know, I was surprised that, I guess, none of those teams got in. It seems like St. John's had done enough to get there. You know, they were 25th in my ratings. They had some quality wins. I think the bottom line is, you know, you just get to those bubble teams, and the way the process works right now, they're so hard to distinguish. You know, you compare resumes side by side between, you know, a St. John's and an Indiana State and an Oklahoma and teams like that. And it's just really hard to, like, come up with definitive views on which team had the better resume. And so, you know, ultimately those teams left things up to a committee of 10 to decide their fate. And, you know, in this case, it ended up not going their way.
Ken Pomeroy is here with us. You talk about teams on the bubble. What are your thoughts on the potential expansion of the tournament? We know we sit at 64 plus 4. We might be moving into the 70s. What are your thoughts on potential expansion?
I'd be in favor of some small expansion. You know, you look at when the tournament originally went to 64 teams. I believe, yeah, they were almost like, I think 21% of teams were in the tournament. And obviously that number has gone down over time. We have a lot more teams in Division I than we had about, 38 years ago when this started. So just by the nature of the expansion of Division I, I think some expansion of the tournament is warranted. You know, that would allow, certainly you'd have teams that people wouldn't necessarily love to see get in, like a Pitt or an Oklahoma, but you'd also have a team like Indiana State that would be in this situation. So to me, that trade's worth it. I wouldn't expand the tournament beyond like 80 teams at this point.
Oh,
I think
God.
People are talking about, you know, like 96, something like that. And that'd be kind of a mess. But
if we get to 96 teams, can I just start my own team and just run them out there? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, you could start your own team. You could go like 13 and 18 and you'd probably get a bid. So it might be worth a shot.
Hey, Ken Pomeroy is here with us from KenPom.com. When you think about the teams that are in, we know Connecticut is trying to go back-to-back. Who are some of the sleeper teams that have been on some big runs lately that might give some squads a run for their money?
Yeah, I mean, UConn in particular, you know, obviously they're the best team in the country, but they really got put in a pretty difficult bracket. I mean, the most difficult bracket when it comes right down to it. You know, they'll have to get through, you know, probably Auburn, the team we just mentioned, is a 4 seed, but a very, very strong 4 seed. You know, a team like Iowa State, who is a 2 seed, but obviously coming off a championship in the Big 12 tournament, really proving themselves, has the top-ranked defense in the country, according to my rating. So, you know, they're obviously very formidable, maybe a team a lot of people aren't familiar with, not a great offense, but an extremely good defense. And then even Illinois in that bracket as a 3 seed is another team that, you know, really well-rounded, experienced, great score and Terrence Shannon on the roster. They're a team that can give UConn some trouble as well. So I don't know if any of those teams are necessarily sleepers. This is a year where we really have a top heavy tournament field, you know, UConn and Houston and Purdue. But I am kind of curious to see what happens in that East bracket, because UConn is definitely going to have some challenges trying to get back to the Final Four.
Well, Ken, when you talk about just the volatility of college basketball now, year after year, there's no continuity. The players are shifting all over the place. How have your ratings and rankings changed year over year, knowing that the rosters get kind of blown up in a lot of cases? Have you seen anything different in year to year and how the ratings go forward?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, from year to year, I think there's volatility. I mean, we've seen that to some extent. Certainly last year with, you know, North Carolina starting preseason number one, failing to make the tournament. You know, this year, you had like a UCLA team that, you know, they turned over their roster quite a bit, but you just kind of figured that based on what Mick Cronin has done there, they'd be a solid team. And they really struggled in the Pac-12, struggled just to have a .500 record. Arkansas is another example. You know, Eric Musselman, pretty pretty notable for being able to turn over his roster and get things done. But this year, it didn't work out at all for him. And they were, you know, pretty bad in SEC play. So, you know, I think that's a testament to, you know, player turnover, you know, freedom to transfer. In addition, the COVID year, you know, has made everybody older. There's really more talent in the system than there's ever been. So, you know, guys looking for playing time are more able to find it, and there's just more talent out there. So that allows there to be a lot more parity, but it also makes the coach's job more difficult because if they can't identify the transfers that will fit into their system, the results could be disastrous.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of coaches kind of start the bail with these new rules and new changes. Well, Ken, thank you for taking the time to hop on. Where can people keep up with you, find your ratings, and keep things moving, be in the know?
Absolutely. I mean, you can go to KenPom.com and check out the ratings and do a little bit of commentary on my Substack as well. So you can head over there for some longer form writing about what's going on in college basketball.
Hey, Ken, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, JR.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18+. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.